Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It's getting kind of hectic. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. All right, I know a lot of folks earlier on wanted to chime in on Jaden Daniels getting shut down now that we've heard from Jaden. I know there's some people skeptical of all of it. If you choose to be skeptic, you can say, well, they've got a company line. They keep saying he's not cleared. Mm-hmm. I believe it. Jaden's a super tough dude. I think trying to go in the Minnesota game and then jacking it up again, I think he said you got to be smart. And I think that's a young man growing, frankly.
Yeah.
I recognize some may disagree with that, so I'm going to give you an opportunity to speak up. Some may agree. So you also get an opportunity to speak up. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. As we build time for these callers, B, every Wednesday we do our power rankings. We go with Eric Edholm from NFL.com. I don't think there's much debate now, Phil.
Yeah. Denver?
You say Denver ahead of the Rams. You could say Denver. Denver just beat the Packers, and it was a convincing win, and it was the best Bo Nix has played all year.
Yep.
Tomorrow night is maybe the biggest Thursday night game ever. I don't know ever, but like at least since they went to Amazon. Rams-Seahawks from Seattle tomorrow night.
That should be a good one. The Rams go knock them off, then they are there by themselves.
Especially on the road up there in a stadium that is engineered to be incredibly loud.
Very loud.
The fans deserve credit, but the place is built to maintain the loudness. It also looks like it's going to rain all day tomorrow in
here?
Seattle.
Oh, Seattle. Well, that's a typical day in Seattle.
Right. What, if any, impact do you think rain has on Rams-Seahawks?
Not going to have much on either one of them. They're going to toss that ball around, though. Both of those quarterbacks like to let it fly.
Darnold looked bad against the Colts, and Darnold is all of a sudden looking a little inconsistent.
Well, it's getting late. It's getting late in the season. It's getting close to that time when he starts seeing those ghosts.
Yeah. Darnold in that game was 22 of 36 for 270. No touchdowns, no picks, but he just late and missing stuff. Eric Edholm, for his part, on the NFL power ranks that we use every week, goes Rams 1, Broncos 2, Seahawks 3. If you look at the NFL right now, it'd be Rams and Broncos as your one seed. Mm-hmm. So both those teams would get to bye. Here's a question for you. Both Denver and the Rams have a team only one game back. Which team do you think is more likely to lose the one seed, the Broncos or the Rams?
Who the Patriots have going back? I mean, finishing up. Was it last three games?
The Patriots this week are on the road against the Ravens for Sunday Night Football.
And then they have, what's the next two?
Give me a moment. The Pats then have the Jets in New York. Dolphins, yeah. They
and the Rams
the
have Seattle.
I think the Rams finish with Arizona.
They have Seattle, Arizona, who else?
They finish at home with Arizona. They have Seattle this week. In week 17, the Rams play the Falcons in Atlanta on Monday Night Football.
All right, I would say that I think the Broncos have the number one seed right now. Huh?
Yeah.
They more have to lose it.
I tend to agree with you. What is more likely, the Broncos lose the one seed or the Patriots lose the division?
I think the Patriots could win.
I think there's a little harder sledding. I think I know Buffalo this week. Let me just pull it up. Ask me to have all these schedules at the ready, B.
Yeah.
Buffalo, I don't know. I mean, they're at Cleveland this week, 10-point favorites. Home against the Eagles, home against the Jets is how they finish things out. And that Eagles game next week,
Eagles, Jets,
could be Eagles.
And who else?
They go at Cleveland, Eagles, Jets.
Oh, hell. And now they have the tiebreaker on the Patriots, right?
I think they split.
Yeah, but normally that last team that win, normally that thing flips for them.
Well, I think it eventually becomes strength of schedule, and the Bills have to have the tougher schedule.
Well, I think the Bills going to win the division.
Do you?
Yeah. They just beat them, and both of them basically had the same sucky schedule at the end.
The Bills are a game behind, though. The Bills are at 10-4. New England's at 11-3.
New England, hold on. I thought they were tied.
No, they're not tied. No, New England's got a game on them. New England could have clinched last week.
If they both went out, they still got that one game.
Right.
Yeah. So,
do you think Houston catches Jacksonville in the South? Jags have one game on Houston.
That's a possibility because Houston's defense is damn good, though.
But dude, the Jags are playing really good football.
I understand. I mean, he had that six touchdown game. He may come back the next week and not do that.
I mean, it won't get
a little weird to me.
Yeah, dude. I mean, just a huge game that probably get the national attention because I believe the national 4 o'clock game is Steelers Lions. Thank God the Steelers can go to Detroit and we don't all have to hear about Jerome Bettis being from Detroit again. But Jacksonville going to Denver. That's a 4 o'clock on Sunday. That's a big game.
It's a big game, man. That's a long travel schedule. And going to
and you're a Florida team.
Florida going there to that different air. That's gonna be tough for them to overcome, dog.
So at home, his top five, Rams, Broncos, Seahawks, Bills, New England. Then he's got the Bears up there. And I think you got to take the Bears pretty serious. The Bears play the Packers Saturday night in just an absolutely massive
game. There's no Micah. So
how does that impact a team? Beyond the play on the field, just knowing you don't have this like superhuman pass rush.
But I think – sometimes when you have a guy like him, you know, they feel he can do so much damage. When you lose a guy like that, the team plays more together as a team, they may be still effective. Because when we played them, it wasn't just Micah. They had people coming from every damn way.
Totally.
So if they could get back to that where everybody feels they've got to be a part of it, they could probably play as good as they were or better.
What surprises you most about this Bears team being so good this year?
Well, that's not necessarily surprising. It's just like they're playing better together as a team right now. And Caleb is being coached right now. You know what I mean? So I'm not necessarily surprised. It's just that I didn't expect their defense to be as good as they've been playing.
I also, the way they run the ball, dude, Chicago is physical as hell.
Well, they did put money on the offensive line. They went out and they said they were going to take care of Caleb and get him some protection. They protect not only him, they protect the running backs too.
Caleb still has stretches of plays where you're like, what is going on? But the plays he can make, like the elite level plays, are significant.
Well, and he has extreme confidence. There was a play, a pass he threw the other day, and he was asked a question about that difficult pass. He said, I can make any pass.
Right.
So he believes in himself. So he's going to try stuff.
Let's run through AFC. We'll go B-Mitch scale of 1 to 10. How much do you believe in Denver?
Denver defense is good. Their offense was not spectacular, but their offense don't do a lot to put them in bad situations. So you got a damn good defense and your offense is consistent, and they may not make the great big plays, but they methodically move down the field and they keep your offense off the field. Now, you have an offense that has been sitting on the sideline. They run out there, they feel they got a score, and they start taking chances. They give up their run, and they try to do it against that defense.
Surtain made an all-world play last week.
They have something working with them.
You had an 8? What's the belief scale out of 10?
8 out of 10.
7?
I'd go about 7.
What about the Pats?
I give them the same thing.
I think you're going to go lower on the next one.
Who?
The Jags. They'd be the 4 seed.
I go 5.5, 6, because Aaron Rodgers, as crazy as he is, when a dude decides to play ball, he can play. And if you get anything out of that defense, like they're capable of doing, you give him chances down the stretch, you can have some problems.
First wild card as of today in the AFC would be the Chargers, the Los Angeles Chargers.
That team baffles me, man. 5.
They're 10-4.
5.
Why so low?
We handled them.
It's true.
We weren't ready.
I mean, almost 3 months ago now, but.
Still.
Where are you at on the Bills?
I'm going to give the Bills. I'll go with the Bills about a 6, too. Because if they don't win one this year, they can count Christmas.
You think this is their chance knowing KC's out?
This is their chance. If they don't get there this year, they may as well say bye-bye. Start adjusting stuff.
Houston, if the season ended today, would be the 7 seed. They would be taking on the Patriots in
Foxborough.
And
that is probably the most dangerous team in the playoffs on that side.
There is no way Vrabel and the New England Patriots want to face the Texans in the first playoff game.
They can affect, especially a young quarterback, they can affect your quarterback. And what if CJ just happened to do them things CJ is capable of doing? Because what's their receiver is killing
them. They've won at least one playoff game in both of the last two
seasons. Their receiver can ball.
Nico?
Nico can ball.
I think the Colts are dead. I mean, cool story with Rivers, but you lost that game. If they had won that game, it would be a very different conversation. Mm-hmm. Who do you like to win the AFC North? The Ravens are there at 7-7. To me, the AFC North is not going to get two teams in. There's not going to be a wild card.
7-7, Steelers what?
8-6.
8-6.
And they play each other.
Steelers, listen, bro, you and I have said this year after year. I hear about the win a division.
Week 18, Steelers-Ravens to win the AFC North. Doesn't that feel like Sunday Night Football?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that feel like that's the game?
I believe that thing will be settled before then, though.
You think? That would require the Ravens have the Patriots at home this week against for Monday Night Football. Pittsburgh, however, goes to Detroit. Detroit's clinging to dear life too.
Yeah.
Let's try that with the NFC. B. Mitch's trust scale 1 to 10. The Rams.
8.
I think the Rams at this point are probably the NFL team you trust most.
8.
Right. Quarterback's 1-1. The coach is 1-1. The 8 is as high as you've gone, I believe.
Probably the highest I'm going to go.
There were a pair of 7s in the AFC. So 8 is as high as the B-Mitch scale has gone.
Sixes and 7s.
Where are you at with the Bears? They're 10-4.
Seven. Six and a half, seven. Nothing higher.
This next team I find really hard.
Who?
Philly.
Philly, right now, the way they're playing, six. And they get over the five because they have done it before. And last year they were playing higher, and then they started to just hit that stride. So, you know, but right, they don't look like the team I saw last year.
I think Saturday will be a really big test for Philly. If they came out and throttled the Raiders like they did, and certainly us sitting here hope this doesn't happen, if they come out and handle Washington and just control that game throughout, then I think the path to Philly kind of really feeling themselves again going into the playoffs is stacking together some big wins down the stretch here with some not-so-great teams, kind of rebuild the confidence in that organization that they can all say what they want. But when you lose three in a row and offensively you can't move the football, people start looking around.
They better not just worry about some rebuilding confidence. They better get their act together and figure out what's going wrong, because they're going to be playing better teams in the playoffs. They're not going to be playing teams that they like the Raiders in the playoffs.
They have a Bills sandwich here. So they're in Washington this weekend, then at Buffalo next weekend, then finish with Washington in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine that at Bills game could be pretty darn juicy.
Yeah.
That is currently slated to be the national 4:30 game on Sunday, December 28th. Right now, the Bucs would be in at 7-7. The Panthers are right there, and I think those two teams play each other.
My meter in those two?
Yeah.
4.5, 5.
Tampa gets a 5, and
that's where their range is.
That's where they both are.
For both of them.
Yeah, I mean, they're 7-7.
Yeah.
Seattle.
Since they have Darnold, I have to go with 6.5.
Big opportunity tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
This is a team nobody's talking about, and they're just quietly 10-4. The
49ers. Yeah. 49ers, I can say
that's
I have.
That's a physical group, man.
They are 6.5 to a 7, I believe I have in them. And that's more because the more I talk to Santana about how Kyle can scheme up stuff and watching that defense still be able to play like they do, I think that they can and they're like a wild card, right?
Right now, yeah. But tomorrow night could flip everything on its head.
They'll be trouble for somebody playing them in a wild card spot.
Oh, yeah. If the season ended today, Seattle would be headed to the winner of hard not to see them winning that.
Wow, yeah.
And then the 7th seed right now is the Packers. Coming off that loss in Denver, Jordan Love wasn't great. The Packers, however, could still get all the way up to 2.
The Packers have a damn good team. They have to find that level of confidence they had once they acquired Micah Parsons. They still have the ability to get it done. They have to figure that out and roller coaster and they just get on the damn straightaway and play it.
Do you think Detroit gets in? Right now they'd be the 8th seed at 8-6.
I don't know. I mean, they like you said, all that. The way that they've played and what they've shown in game, they should. But with all that talent, they always get into some game. They just can't get it done. They're still trying to figure out Gibbs or Montgomery. Get a damn ball to Gibbs.
Branch out for the season. I think it was an Achilles. That really hurts them defensively.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. It's going to be really interesting to see how the West and the North shake out. And then the rest is kind of the rest. Philly's going to win that division. The South, we'll see. Let's take a look at where the Commanders land on this. I don't think it's going to be too high. Also wanted to check in on this wacky story Landfill pointed us out about pennies. It'll make sense, I promise. Nobody go anywhere. Mm-hmm. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Nobody takes care of fan listeners like Paisanos. Right now, score 30% off any order of $30 or more with promo code FAN30. Pizza, wings, pasta, salads, whatever it is you want. Paisanos is perfect for game day, late night, or when those holiday leftovers finally lose steam. Just hit paisanospizza.com, load up the cart, and watch the total drop with Fan 30. What if you're feeding the whole crew? Say you got a office lunch for the holidays or a big old family dinner. Use the code CREW20 for 20% off a custom catering order. Paisanos has seriously tasting options, including pre-planned catering package with the discount already baked in. Whatever it is you're doing, get a chicken Philly cheesesteak. Trust me. You got two ways to score. Fan 30 for any order or Crew 20 for the whole crew. Paisanos, not just pizza, but something for everyone. Order now at paisanospizza.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, B. This seems like a big deal.
What is that?
And I don't know exactly how this all works, but just the numbers involved here are pretty massive. This is from Sportico. Eben Novi Williams. Hopefully I'm saying that right. Eben Novi Williams, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Sportico is like a business of sports publication. Mm-hmm. He says, scoop. Qatar's Sovereign Wealth Fund, QIA, and Arctos Partners are buying shares of Monumental Sports and Entertainment previously held by Laureen Powell Jobs. I believe that's Steve Jobs' widow. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I think these minority partnerships.
I heard that before, though. They were about to get that type of money.
Totally. Like, these minority partnerships in sports teams get traded and bought and sold with some regularity all over the country and probably all over the world. That's not the news. The news, to me, this deal has an enterprise value of $7.2 billion. Mm. That's a lot of dough, dude.
That's a lot of money. It has a value of that. So what does it all entail?
I think Caps, Wiz, Mystics, and the arena.
So they have
and
all
the arena.
Of them. Okay.
I think. I don't know, but that's a lot of dough, man.
Lot of chatter, brother.
I want to let the Qatar Sovereign Wealth Fund know I am available for a fraction of that cost.
Just very could, much a hell of
could,
a fraction.
You could just buy me. Whatever I say,
be
whatever I do.
What you ask for here, Jay. Be careful
pause,
what you
pause,
ask for.
Pause.
Pause, Jeff. Pause what?
You're telling a bunch of men they could just buy you.
How do you know it's all men? Might be some men, some women in that thing. They may want JP.
Take it easy. Take it easy. The power ranks for the Commanders are kind of hard to care about at this stage, for me anyway. Mm-hmm. I think there are clearly some teams that are way more terrible than others. True. Who do you think the worst team in football is?
Raiders or the Browns?
I think it's the Raiders, and I think it's by a pretty significant gap.
All right, not the Browns. I'm going with the Jets.
Jets are bad. The Raiders.
Raiders are bad. Their offense is not playing it well, and their defense. You know, as much as I love the pass rusher, what's his name?
Garrett
Crosby.
Oh, Max Crosby.
Yes, I love. Right. I like him. I like how that dude play. They're not having much luck this year.
No, dude. Yeah. The Raiders have the second worst point differential through 14 games. Mm-hmm. -167. The Titans have the worst at -169. I don't know that these type of odds exist. Bees, if you're listening, give me odds and you can book
Bees,
my action.
Bees ain't in the country, I don't think, bro.
No, he's back.
He's back?
Yeah, I talked to him. Uh-huh. I'm going. Yo, you'll love this. Taking the girls to the casino for the first time on Saturday.
For some. Must be Christmas gifts, Christmas tree stuff.
There's a holiday show.
What time? That night?
Nah, it's in the morning, and then I'm going to come to the game.
Okay.
I don't think I can actually take them to the casino.
Nah, don't. You want to put that mindset on them. They already got your blood. They don't want to have an interest, bro. That could be a problem for you.
You know, we went to the beach after Thanksgiving, and we were driving home, and Shelby, we went to the arcade at the beach, and you know, they play these little games and they end up with like 50 tickets, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
You can't buy anything worth a damn with 50 tickets. Yeah. It's all just like little plastic junk things.
Yeah, yeah. That's what little kids love that.
Yeah. Shelby redeemed her tickets for one die. Not like a pair of dice, but one big neon green plastic die.
Uh-huh.
And we're driving home from the beach. And luckily, there's no traffic, but that's still a 3-hour drive, 2.5-hour drive. And she goes, Daddy, you want to gamble? And I was like, always, baby. And she was just rolling dice in the back of the car.
I told him she got his blood. Better be careful.
I mean, her grandfather was a blackjack dealer, so I'm just a blackjack player.
I know a couple of people who are just like you, and they were always like, man, my kids, not gonna, their kids are exactly like they were. And they're like, man, damn, you know, I had to. Okay, well, I told you, some things you don't show.
So here's what I would like. If this bet exists, White Brian, perhaps you can research this for me. As of now, the Raiders are the second lowest point differential in the NFL. Second worst, right? -167 compared to the Titans at -169. I would love to wager, with three games left, that the Raiders finish the season with the lowest point differential.
Where are they now?
They're 2 points off Tennessee. Tennessee is still playing hard. The Raiders are a disaster, and I think Max Crosby was like kind of arguing with his teammates on the sideline last week, probably because it's like, yo, I'm still playing hard, and you guys are all a joke.
You see Landfield's comment?
Yeah, see? She's a smart girl. She got straight A's, Landfield.
Her daddy didn't.
All right, so the Raiders are the worst team in football. After them is probably a toss-up between the Jets, the Giants, and the Titans.
Yeah.
I think the Giants are a little bit better than those teams. I'd put the Jets and the Titans next, then the Giants probably ahead of them. The Browns have another win than the Giants.
Okay.
And they have the best defensive player in football, so it's hard for me to like – The Giants, the Titans, and the Raiders all only have two wins. In the three-win bucket, you've got the Jets and the Browns and the Cardinals. Cardinals are terrible, too.
Oh, yeah. What do you think happened with that quarterback?
I think they got to cut bait. I think they
how much is he owed?
A lot. In 26, he has
cut bait with one quarterback they had first round to get him.
Sure did, but that guy stunk too.
Yeah, but I'm saying, man, how much money are they going to be locked up with?
Next year, Kyler is guaranteed $37 million, a $53 million cap hit. If you want to cut him, it's a $54 million dead money charge.
I don't know if that ownership group like doing stuff like that.
Well, and what is smart design by the agent here, even in 27, it would still be a dead money hit. Like, the guarantees go to zero, but you're still taking dead money on that. I think by then you got to do that. But I don't know what the hell they – outside of a beautiful place to live and play golf and exist – the professional football operation in Phoenix is a disaster.
I mean, they had gotten to a point where they were trying to play, playing tough.
They got to a Super Bowl, right, with Larry Fitz. Mm-hmm. Was that Kurt Warner quarterback, I think?
Yeah.
Kyler, I think the concern, everybody, like, when the Kyler contract came out, they're like, oh, my God, they put his business on the street making this about video games. They were right to do it because that dude does not seem interested in football.
Hey, bro, not everybody can stay hungry when they got everything they need.
Ain't that the truth?
Same.
And, dude, not to make everything about Jaden, but of all the concerns with Jaden, that's why I don't have so many. That dude is a straight-up football terminator that is focused on being the best he can at all times. Mm-hmm. And, like, the work... the film, like, he does all of it.
He puts in the work. He definitely does that.
So, to me, to wrap up these power rankings, because, you know me, I like to stay on topic.
You don't know how to stay on topic, though.
Raiders, Titans, Giants, Jets, Browns, Cardinals are all significantly worse than Washington. And then there's another team tied with Washington for 4 wins at 4-10. And that's the New Orleans Saints. Mm-hmm. My man Tyler Shook has got something to him. I don't know that he'll ever be good, but like he got a little moxie, if you want to say it. Like that win over the Panthers, who are trying to clinch the playoffs, like that's a good win. I think
they say more about them or they say more about the Panthers.
Fair question. I believe the Saints maybe have won 2 in a row, and they've beat the Bucs and the Panthers. Hmm. Yeah, the Saints have won 2 in a row, and now in their division, they have a winning record. So, like, the Saints are terrible right now. Like, they're not going to – but they're showing something. If you're a Saints fan and you hire Kellen Moore and you draft this kid Shook, you're feeling far more optimistic than you expected to be. That's all I'm saying.
Maybe.
They're showing you something.
For the realistic fans, there's a lot of fans that are not realistic.
How's your text thread right now on with the
They
with
still the don't like the Saints.
But, I mean, New Orleans has won 2 in a row. Can you put Washington ahead of them? Probably not right now.
No. Well, what? They won when they beat Carolina in Carolina or in New Orleans.
They beat Tampa in Tampa, and then they beat Carolina in New Orleans.
Yeah, so they had an advantage.
Yeah, but not on the road in Tampa.
Too close. Tampa's still down south. They can get them.
I don't know, man.
They probably brought a chicken foot with them, and they scratched on the field.
It could be the old chicken foot.
Old chicken foot, baby.
And then you're getting to teams with 5 wins. I guess the Bengals have 4 wins. Who knows? Like debating
when you get to the 26,
debating 20, who's
when you get to 25 and up, man. You what do you? Why?
Who cares?
Yeah,
it's one thing to have that debate early on, but in week 16,
yeah, not right now.
Yuck! Nobody go anywhere. B. Mitchell Finley, we got to make some bets. Before we go, though, thanks to everybody watching on Monumental or listening on the YouTube stream or fiddling with their computer to find the right read. Wherever you might be, we appreciate you.
Hey, man.
All right.
It's all over the place these days.
We're coming right back to make some bets, I think.
Hey, it's Brian and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn the Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
The best part with the Rood system is that it's whisper quiet. No more noisy interruptions, just nice, peaceful sleep, because your house is going to be the exact temperature you want. They get that precision. They get that exact temperature by controlling the humidity. You control the humidity. You control everything inside your house, and you end up with comfort and performance perfectly balanced. B, plus you got to talk about the cash. You've already hit it. I'm about to when my taxes come up this year. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Visit Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Finley 106.7 The Fan. Grant and Danny coming your way next. The boys will be all fired up, break down everything. I guess they got it live yesterday when Jaden kind of spoke and explained everything. Somebody help me understand this. And maybe it's Huey who's sitting here with us. I'm looking at my app that tells me what the games are on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And it says Wizards Spurs Wednesday, December 17th, postponed. Because aren't the Wizards playing the Spurs tomorrow night, right? What was the postponement? Oh, because of the NBA Cup.
Yeah.
Because the Spurs kept playing. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so no Wiz game tonight. Wiz are on tomorrow night if you want to watch it. I don't think the Caps have a back-to-back or anything, right? So we got no Caps tonight?
Nah.
We got Terps or anything?
Probably not.
We got All Ears at 8:30 if you're looking for something to watch.
Can't bet
Bang.
On that.
Plug. You can bet on if I curse or not.
Nah, we're not going to bet on that.
Maryland Eastern Shore is playing Wagner. Landfill, what are you going to do tonight?
No interest in that.
Landfill, have you bought a Christmas tree?
No.
Do you go plastic or do you just not have one?
I'm a big plastic guy. Microplastics.
What about you, Jeffrey? Jeffrey, you get a Christmas tree for your place?
Nope. Because the little
ones. Why not? Grinch? Usually, call me Grinch.
Nah, usually the little ones, like my nieces and nephews, they come past my house to get their gifts. But since they're not, because I'm going to be at my dad's house, I didn't decorate the house.
Damn, Grinch-ass Jeff. What about Dog Mom over there? White Brian, I bet Rose got a Christmas tree at your place.
Yeah, we got one last week.
You get a real one?
Yeah, we got one left.
Yep, real one.
You know, in inside,
Brian, can you give us just a little bit more enthusiasm?
You know, in inside the NBA with Shaq, it's either like all or nothing.
Yeah,
like he's either like loud and making fun of Chuck and yelling, or it's just kind of mumbling like this. Mm-hmm. White Brian is always low energy Shaq, except when he was talking about his high school football highlights.
Yeah,
or eating them hot dogs.
What's the Christmas? Are we doing hot dogs tomorrow? By the way,
hot dogs, huh?
Yeah.
Everybody in?
Y'all want me to go buy the hat, the footlongs?
Yes. Do I need to bring in my air fryer?
Yeah.
Sure, probably.
It have to be done first thing in the morning because I leave at 11.
We know you're busy, Jeff. Lord knows what you got going. I know you told us. I don't remember. There's always something.
He's got Lyme disease.
All right.
Shut up.
Do you have it?
Well, my doctor told me if I was feeling them symptoms, she's just going to go ahead and give me the antibiotics. So I think I do. I hope I don't.
Real question, is it contagious?
No. That was the first thing I asked. I said, can I be around people or do I need to isolate? She said, nah, unless you got ticks on you.
People been around people all this time, man.
What if Jeff bit somebody? Would he give them Lyme disease?
I'm going to leave my remarks off the radio for that one.
Landfill, are you concerned Jeff might bite you and give you Lyme disease?
Not really.
Are you serious, JP?
Let's make some bets.
Gather around.
I got to say, I'm trying to look at sports right now. This looks like one of the worst sports nights.
All right, well.
Well, there might be college football.
Give me the Cavaliers, -6.5, -5.5, and then Minnesota Timberwolves, -7.5. I'll take those two.
Your college is playing tonight.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm taking Louisiana over Delaware.
I already had taken them the other day. I mentioned that for Wednesday.
I'm taking Delaware. Go Blue Hens. Chirp, chirp.
At least we're in a damn bowl.
We're not.
What a turtle do? What sound they make?
Strength in silence.
Yeah.
He got you there.
He did, dude. I don't think turtles make a noise. I don't know what to say.
Nope.
I know what noise is raging Cajuns make. Lots of them. What do you like tonight, Landini?
I'm going to take the Red Wings money line.
Wow. That's super random. And White Brian, how about you?
Xavier -4.5.
You know what I appreciate about White Brian? Mm-hmm. We all just gave him grief about just having no intonation in his voice and zero emotions.
He didn't bring that.
He didn't try to fake it. Nope. He kept it real.
Nah.
All right. I think I'm going to have to watch one of these terrible games tonight.
You got a Old TV Dominion show tonight, South- JP. We can watch that.
Yeah, you got to do all ears.
Yeah, dude. Everybody should watch. Does Scott Jackson still do the call for ODU football?
I don't know.
I think he does. Where is Old Dominion, South Florida tonight? What bowl is that?
Is it the Gasparilla Bowl?
That's in Tampa?
Is it the Meineke Carcare Bowl? Is it the Beef O'Grady's Bowl?
Old Dominion is the Staff DNA Cure Bowl.
Huh?
That's not a – no, you're making that up. That's not a thing.
Staff DNA Cure Bowl.
I don't believe you.
Camping World Stadium in Orlando, Florida.
What? What kind of staff you got?
The Staff DNA Cure Bowl. That's all I know.
Like staff infection?
That's what it sounds like.
It's a software company.
Staff DNA Cure Bowl.
It's a software
company. DNA Cure Bowl.
This is an AI hallucination. This is not real. I don't believe it.
This University of South Florida is favored by 4. I believe that.
So Deshaun and Aaliyah, they're going at it.
Oh, really?
Deshaun with the South Florida.
The Cajuns, do you know the name of the bowl they're in?
Nah, it's something in Mobile, though.
The 6-8 Ventures Bowl. Good luck to everybody involved in the Staff Bowl and the Ventures Bowl. Grant and Danny next. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.